This week's mailbag comes to us from Sarah from Facebook. Hi, Monique or Michelle. I am off to bed, but I will catch the replay of the Sunday Basket Club tomorrow morning. Thank you so much for running the group. It inspires me to do the basket and accomplish the plans and goals I aspire to. I feel capable. The Sunday basket system enables me to trust myself because I am really getting to top priorities each week. I am accomplishing the Sunday basket with consistency, and it is truly making my to-do list shrink smaller and smaller and smaller as I check off one thing at a time. I am actually accomplishing things I've been meaning to do for years. Thanks. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. You are not as disorganized as you think you are. You may be saying, oh, Lisa, you have not seen. I definitely am disorganized. No, I really don't think you are as disorganized as you think you are. I think three things are happening. One, you feel overwhelmed, totally overwhelmed, especially this time of year. Two, you have no idea where to start. Even if you found the time, you don't know where to start. And three, you feel like even when you do find the time and spend a whole day decluttering and organizing, you feel that time is wasted because you don't recognize the progress that you're making. Does that sound like you? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you not know where to start? Do you feel like you spend all this time organizing and yet there's still so much more time to go? Let's attack each of these and break them down. Number one. You feel overwhelmed. And when you say you feel overwhelmed, you look around you and you see visual clutter and you feel overwhelmed by your physical stuff. But I think what is more overwhelming than your physical home and the stuff that's in your home is the mental clutter that you feel. So let's look at the overwhelm you feel mentally and the overwhelm that you feel physically. Let's break both of those down. Mentally, your brain just will not turn off. It will not stop reminding you, did you get the chicken? Did you take out the ham? Did you get the haircuts? Is everything wrapped? Are we ready to go? Like, your brain is just a never-ending to-do list that is speeding up faster and faster to just remind you of everything that you might be forgetting because you're afraid that you're going to forget something. Sometimes your brain will remind you about things that you've already done, and then you have to remember that you've already done them. What a waste of time is that, right? So now you're worried and overwhelmed about something you actually already did. Or your brain will keep reminding you about the same thing that is so trivial and it doesn't even matter, like, have I cleaned out the refrigerator? But it forgets to tell you to pick up the prescription. And so while it reminded you or you thought three or four different times, I've got to clean out the refrigerator, you forgot to pick up the prescription and now it's 8 o'clock at night and you don't have the medicine that you need. So our brain is just not very reliable. And it really is our default to-do list. And the biggest manifestation of the fact that you're overwhelmed is how much stuff is flowing through your brain. Now, I am a classic nerd. Like, I've read over 70 books this year. I do puzzles like it's my job. I'm a classic nerd. I love information. When I learn new information from people, I like to write it down. I like to assimilate it into other systems that I have. Like, I love information. I love my brain. I love to feed my brain big, meaty things that it can chomp on and think about. So I love thinking. I do not think that my masterful brain that loves thinking about big, hard, meaty things and you know, synthesizing those into new products and services also needs to be used like a preschooler to go, did you clean out the laundry? You know, did you fold the laundry? Did you clean out the refrigerator? Did you take out the trash? Like, preschool level skills are not what my brain is needed for. My brain is needed for big, meaty things that I want and need to think about. So the overwhelm, the mental overwhelm that you have in your head, I would love for you to start looking at the thoughts in your head as if they were on a teleprompter, as if you could take your brain out and look at it in front of you as if it was a teleprompter of all of the things that your brain is saying. Is your brain thinking, oh, you know, I really want to connect with my aunt. I haven't seen her in a while. I wonder, you know, how her family is doing. Big thoughts like that that are going to move your relationship with her forward. Or is your brain saying to you, change the laundry, change the laundry. We need milk. Somebody has got to vacuum this house. Like, what kind of thoughts are constantly going through your head? I would say the number one thing that I have done over the last 8 years in helping myself live a more productive, organized, and proactive life is that I have changed what I'm thinking in my brain. And the first step I did to changing that, which took a long time, was to just start to, without judgment, write down everything that comes out of my brain. Pretty much. You want to know what I'm thinking? Go through my trash, go through my slash pockets. You will know every single thought I've had in the last couple of months. Like, there's nothing that I'm thinking that I don't write down. If it's a podcast idea, I write it down. If it's something I have to get to the grocery store, I write it down. If it's something I want to tell the kids, I write it down. If it's a comedian Greg and I want to see, I write it down. If it's a book I want to read, I do not judge. I sit with a stack of index cards when I am overwhelmed, and I just write down whatever is in my brain on those index cards, one index card at a time, without judgment. And when you do this, you will try to organize your thoughts before you put them on the index cards, because it will seem ridiculous that you will say, update my will, need to get milk, save my marriage. You know, like, I mean, like, huge things to really little things, right, will come out as you are going through these index cards. And you'll say to yourself, well, if I'm going to write down that I have to update my will or I need to renew my passport, I can't also write down that we need to get milk. Like, that's such a trivial little thing. No judgment. Don't judge. Stop filtering and thinking about your thoughts and just get them out of your head and onto paper. I challenge you to see if you could fill up a whole stack of index cards. Do you have 100 ideas in your head? I bet you do. You better have two stacks just in case. If you would take just 20 minutes and sit there with a pen and a couple stacks of index cards and write down every single thing that comes outside of your brain, I promise you, you will feel as much stress has left your body as if you just had a 1 hour long massage. Your muscles might still be a little tense, but I'm not even kidding you. Like, if you do this and you get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper, it will be the most relaxing thing you did this entire holiday season. So empty out your head onto paper. And you're like, how's that going to help me get things done? Okay, well, if you've been listening more than 1 week, you know that's the start of your Sunday basket, and you're going to take those index cards and you're going to put them through the Sunday basket process. Yes, the Sunday basket is overwhelming the first couple of weeks, but by 6 weeks in, I promise you, you will have five extra hours in your week from learning to do this process. Stop keeping information in your head. Big things, little things, inconsequential things, great ideas, write them all down. I will tell you that if I don't write my ideas down within a minute, sometimes they're gone. I'm like, darn, that was a really good idea. I have no idea what it was, and I can't think of it again. So write down your big ideas too, and put them in a workbox and work on those later. So number one, you're overwhelmed. Get your brain to stop talking to you. Get it so that you actually could just be listening to this podcast without 18,000 thoughts going on in your head. Be able to listen to an audiobook and do a puzzle or watch TV or take a bath or talk to your friends without wondering what else you should be doing. I would say in the last year, I have enjoyed my relationships and conversations with people that are even strangers more than I ever have. Because when I am talking to someone, I have no thoughts in my head. I'm no longer thinking about all the things I could do, should do, and want to remember. There is nothing left on my head. So I write things down all the time. The second thing that is overwhelming you is your physical space. And this is the one that you could see on all the shows and all the books are going to talk about decluttering. And we will tackle that today. As you are emptying your mental mind, 20 minutes, I'm telling you, you're going to be able to empty most of it. The next thing I want you to do, and this is helpful because it gives you a physical release as well, I want you to grab a black trash bag. And then I want you to go in any room in your house. I really don't care what room it is, any room in your house. And I want you to start picking up things that are either trash, like walk through your whole house and pick up trash. That will only take one day. And then pick up that black bag, go in any room you want, any space you want, every single thing that you don't want, put in the black bag and take to Goodwill or wherever you donate your stuff. Clothing, shoes, toys, books, cookbooks, whatever. I don't care what it is. Every single thing that you don't want, there does not have to be a rhyme and reason. We're not going to go into one space and thoroughly go through every object. Nope. Just grab a black bag, start wandering around your house, and start filling it. Still have energy, still have time, grab another black bag and do this the entire winter break. So if the only thing you do between now and New Year's is write down every thought you have on a piece of paper and put it in the Sunday basket and carry black bags around to where your whole family starts to get nervous they're going to get put into a bag and declutter as much as possible, this is going to reduce your overwhelm. It's going to reduce your overwhelm. The second thing is you don't know where to start. So in the last one, over overwhelm, I was just like, start anywhere. I don't care. You're going to walk by things and be like, I don't want this book anymore. This pen doesn't work. Like, just get rid of all of it. Now, once you've done that for a couple of days, you're starting to feel a little lighter. You're like, I want to take this one step further. Like, I want to feel like I'm making some progress. I want you to pick one space. Here are four options. You could do your master closet. You could do your kids' bedrooms. You could do your family room. Or you could do your laundry room. Which one, if you were to get that organized in the next couple of weeks, would help you the most in 2020? Over winter break, if you have kids, I always suggest doing the kids' rooms because they're home, they're busy, it's less expensive than taking them out, plus they're ready to get rid of things because they're getting new things. Like, I highly recommend that one if you have kids. If you don't have kids, is it your laundry room? Is it your master closet? Or is it the family area because you'd like to have the family input on that? I want you to pick one place to start, and then I want you to spend 15 to 30 minutes every single day going back to that same place to organize, okay? So if you picked your master closet and you'd already gone in there and gotten rid of a couple of things when you were carrying the black bag around, and now you're going back into the master closet and you're really going to organize it. You're going to look at all your shoes, then you're going to look at all your shirts. What happens is you are going to lose steam, and left to your own devices, usually you'll say, you know what? The master closet isn't done, but it's getting better. So that's making me realize that the family room's horrible. And that was another area Lisa said I could work on. So instead of going back to the master closet, I'm going to do the family room, because now the family room is looking so bad because the master closet is starting to look a little bit better. I want you to resist this urge. This is the number one pitfall that you fall into when you want to get organized, is you want everything to get organized to the same level at the same time. And you start to think you're going to run out of time. And if you get one area really organized, then you won't have any time to organize other areas. And this actually isn't what actually happens. So I want you to go back, and I want you to keep going back to one spot. So if I said for the next 2 weeks, you are only allowed to organize either your kids' rooms, your master closet, your family room, or your laundry room, what one do you want? And then I want you to spend the next 2 weeks, you can write everything down on paper, you can walk around with that black trash bag all over your house, but when you go to spend 15 to 30 minutes a day organizing, you have to keep going back to the same space. This discipline of making you go back to the same space, which is going to actually help you get organized, because even as professional organizers, I would get going in a space and I would get about halfway through that space and I get overwhelmed. Everyone gets overwhelmed. And I start to think, oh, maybe I'll go to a different space and start that one. But when you're being paid, you have to finish the space that you started in. And often I'd be like, I wish that the homeowner would come back in so I could ask him a bunch of questions like, what about this? What about this? What about this? I'm trying to make somebody else make the decisions. And ultimately, if the homeowner didn't come back for a few more hours, I ended up getting that space organized all the way by myself without them every single time. And what I learned was the middle is very messy. And you've made all the quick and easy decisions, and you've done everything you already know what to do and how to do. And so you would like to move on to another space where you could make the equal amount of organizational process instead of wrestling with the harder decisions that needed to be made. Like, do I really want to keep the clothes that are a size bigger than I am now? Like, am I going to try on all of the pants? Do I want to store all seasons of clothes in this area, or do I want to split them up into different locations? Do I want to rearrange how we do the closet and switch where Greg's and my clothing are. You know, like those are the bigger, harder projects. And when you don't let yourself leave that space and you say, nope, I've got 15 more minutes. What's one more thing I could do? And you keep doing one more thing, one more thing, one more thing. The next thing you know, the whole space is totally done because you've pushed through the hard part. So number one, you're definitely overwhelmed. Let's eliminate the mental. Let's eliminate some of the physical. Number two, you don't know where to start. No one does. Just pick a place. It doesn't matter. This is not a right or wrong answer. Any place is fine, but it's not just about starting. It's about sticking with it. And number three, you feel your time is wasted because you don't recognize progress. Let's dive into this one a minute. First, I highly recommend taking photos. When you're going to get organized, or right now, this would be great. Just take your phone, walk around the house, take pictures of every single room, every closet, every everything. These are your befores. We don't take before photos because we think there's not going to be that much difference by the time we're done. I'm the same way. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to spend 15 minutes in here. It won't look that different when I'm done. And it always does. And I'm like, dang it. I wish I would have taken the before picture. So number one, take the before photo so that you could see the transformation. Number two, I highly suggest you go back and listen to podcast number 301, which is called Finish. It's going to dive right into what I just talked about, actually continuing to go back to one space over and over again until it is all the way done. And then number three, the reason why you feel your time is wasted because you don't recognize your progress is because of what I mentioned a little bit earlier. You get to a certain level of organization, maybe the level of organization you always get to in your master closet, and then you're like, you know what? I'm going to go focus on the family room. You do that for a week. I'm going to go focus on the kids' rooms. But you never get all the way organized in any of these spaces. So you feel like you're not getting fully organized. And what I would say is that random organization produces random results. So if you know how to organize, and you've started organizing, but you never finish a space before you move on to the next, you're always going to feel partly organized. And this is why if you go through the 100-day home organization program, and people go through it over and over and over again, it's a lifetime program, we guide you day by day through what you should be doing. Instead of saying, oh, I feel like organizing blah, blah, blah today, or I should organize blah, blah, blah today, and making yourself be the person that's going to divide your house up and tell you what to organize, you're naturally always going to avoid the areas that you don't like and not push through all of the organization in that space before you move on to the next one, because that's how far your organization learning takes you. When you're in the 100-day program and I say today is spices, you may say, I've never organized your spices. Yeah, I hadn't either. When I created the spice day, Greg and I did it together. There were spices in there that were as old as our marriage. Hilarious. I had to Google how long you should keep spices. Newsflash, not that long. So Greg did that day with me. And that's when I realized there were certain areas of the kitchen, and I'd organized our kitchen a million times. There were certain areas of the kitchen I always organized. If I went into the kitchen to organize it, there were certain areas of the kitchen I always organized, and I felt like it was organized and I would leave. But when I created the program and realized there were 21 different areas of the kitchen, there were areas of that kitchen that I had never organized before I actually took everything off of the kitchen counter and some of the other things that we do inside of the program, which is what you have told me before, is you go through these areas and I'm like, okay, we're going to do the sock drawer. We're going to do the shoes. We're going to do whatever. And you're like, oh, I never really thought to go through all my jewelry. I never really thought to go through, you know, all my CDs and DVDs. I never really thought to all of our electronic cords. When was the last time you went through all of your electronic cords? And how do you know which ones to keep? I will tell you which ones to keep and how to keep those. So if you're feeling like I'm overwhelmed, step one, get everything out of your head onto paper and start walking around your house like you are a reverse Santa Claus with a black bag who is going to fill it up and give it to other people. Number two, you don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. Nobody knows where to start. Pick one room. I don't care what room it is. And then just keep going back to that room time and time again until you can get it as organized as you possibly can. If you need help, go to the podcast 301 about Finish. And number three, if you feel your time is wasted because you're not recognizing the progress, are you just getting every area in your house that you know how to organize to the level of organization you've always been able to get it to before? And if you'd like to go deeper, we invite you to join the 100-day program.